For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. Negotiations about the future of the Potter Valley project have taken on a new urgency. The project's owner, PG&E, announced recently that the company, in addition to declaring bankruptcy, is withdrawing from the relicensing process and its attempt to sell the project. The current license expires in 2022, but the effort to relicense the project with the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission began in April of 2017. In an effort to complement the formal process, Congressman Jared Huffman convened an ad hoc committee of a wide range of water interests in both the Eel and Russian River watersheds. The committee doesn't have formal authority, but it does have two main goals toward what's been termed a two-basin solution: to improve fish passage and habitat in the Eel, and to minimize or avoid adverse impacts to water supply in both basins. The ad hoc committee meetings are not open to the public, but I had a chance to speak with Congressman Huffman yesterday before the most recent meeting got underway. Can you give us a little rundown of what this committee's goals are and what you're hoping to accomplish today?
Right. First, I don't want to suggest that this is, you know, veiled in national security secrets or anything like that, but there is a desire to have a confidential settlement-focused conversation that could lead to a negotiation between a lot of the key stakeholders involved in this project. So we have a terrific group of participants in my ad hoc process that have been meeting for over a year now with a facilitator. We're looking at all aspects of this project, opportunities for fish passage improvement up to and including dam removal on the Eel River, but also a two-basin approach that recognizes that there's a critical water dependency on some of this water in the Russian River Basin, and you can't just shut that off. So there's new urgency and a lot of possibility in this conversation.
And I understand that the basic components of the two-basin solution are to remove Scott Dam and manage the sediment. And is there also a partial decommissioning of the Cape Horn Dam in the works?
It's not yet that specific. So we are exploring that and doing modeling runs and doing some studies about what would it look like to remove Scott Dam or modify Scott Dam so that there could be volitional fish passage. But it's very early, and yet you can't say categorically that that is what this project is about. Exploring it is certainly within the scope of what we're talking about.
How likely does it seem at this point that Scott Dam will either be modified with modified to the point where it's a run-of-the-river dam or have Scott Dam in Lake Pillsbury removed?
Well, it's looking a lot more likely than it was a month ago because the owner of that dam has basically said they want to completely get rid of their assets in this project. So there's a huge amount of uncertainty surrounding that. What we need to do now is look at what that would really entail. If we were to remove it, can we do it in a way that does right on both basins, recognizes the critical water needs on the Russian River side, that I believe can be met while doing exciting improvements on the Eel River side? I mean, there really is a way this could all come together and work for both basins, and that's really what we're looking at together.
And one of the things that I'm curious about is the timing. Of course, we know that PG&E just walked away from the process and that the Inland Water and Power Commission would like to take over the license, but it seems like if Scott Dam comes out after the Inland Water and Power Commission gets a hold of it, then they also get a hold of over $70 million in decommissioning costs. So who's going to pick up that tab?
It's a fair question, but look, PG&E is not yet out of this, and let's not assume that that's a simple process either. PG&E owns this project, for better or worse, and has to ask permission to walk away from it. FERC will have a say on the terms and conditions of PG&E's exit from the project, and that could include an awful lot of continuing investments that have to be made to make sure that whatever remains is safe. And that, you know, whatever is taken out is done in a very safe and appropriate way. That's not cheap, and it's not simple, and it's going to take a long time.
And one of the big concerns is about, you know, the fire survivors, is that PG&E is going to pass on the cost of that lawsuit to the ratepayers. Would PG&E be likely to pass on the costs of decommissioning Scott Dam to the ratepayers as well?
That's going to be up to the Public Utilities Commission. They decide what is allowed to be passed through rate-based versus what has to be paid for by the company and its shareholders. But we're a long way from that. I do want to emphasize that. It's not yet clear that this dam is coming out for sure. It's not yet clear that a modification of some kind might be able to achieve volitional fish passage. So I don't want to lock in too categorically on that as the outcome. It is one definite possibility.
And what about raising Coyote Valley Dam? Is that, I know that's a completely different system managed by completely different entities, but is that part of the two-basin solution to store more water in Lake Mendocino?
Very much so. It's a great question. You have to look at both basins. And if you're going to remove storage on the Eel River side and improve fish passage, it's really important that you make some adjustments and investments on the Russian River side to take care of those water needs and fishery needs. Remember, we've got a listed fishery on the Russian River that depends on clean water. It's got a jeopardy decision for sediment coming out of Lake Mendocino. We may be able, by raising the dam at Lake Mendocino, to actually improve the water quality as well and help fish on that basin while we do good for fish in the Eel side.
Thank you very much for taking the time today.
Thanks, Sarah.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Reith. We just heard from Congressman Jared Huffman about the Potter Valley Project Ad Hoc Committee. The website with more detail is pottervalleyproject.org. We'll link to it in the web version of this interview.